Jingles.
I still play John Fitzpatrick.
And Berg is still incomparable.
Now you sell mugs from the TK store.
And you talk up your restaurant like 10 times a day.
I remember when you used to read Shad's haikus.
And Feinstein still was junior. Now my next attitude's about the news. It's just not right.
Now the monkey's picking losers and Courtney's out of sight.
Well, you say this is the safe show, but I say not quite.
You don't play Negrelli anymore.
Hey, that's me. This is the TK Jingles podcast for February 23rd, 2017, and yes, I am Jerry Negrelli. As you probably know, this podcast features songs from tkjingles.com, and I figured it was probably a good time opening the show to comment on that lovely song by Joe and Jenny there about some of the mainstays and things that have changed in the podcast era. And I thought I would kind of segue into this with a little story. I met somebody the other day, a friend of a friend, who upon meeting me and realizing who I was, the first thing they said is, hey, why don't you send songs to Tony's show anymore? You really need to write some songs on the show. I miss hearing you. And I was caught a little off guard, and I wasn't quite sure how to respond to that. I've been rather coy on that topic for the last few months, not really wanting to, you know, out of decorum or whatever, not really talk about it. But as it's kind of bubbled up and so many people have asked me, I figured, hey, I may as well just address it a little bit on this broadcast. And folks have questions, maybe just understand kind of what's going on. Contrary to that question of why I don't submit songs, I actually do submit one or two songs every week. They just aren't played. And, you know, while that's really discouraging, it is what it is. Everything I've ever done, other than that initial ticket contest, has been completely unsolicited. The 30 jingles over the summer of 2013, the website that I put up, the podcasts, the live events, this has all been unrequested from Tony, uncoordinated in almost all ways, and unsanctioned. But the pleasant surprise of the past 4 years has been that it was tacitly, if not explicitly, encouraged. There was an understanding, from my perspective, that they recognized the value of the community and the littles that were all coming together to do this stuff. And the website and some of the other channels here, the podcast that Tony came and appeared on, was really a vessel to help keep moving that forward and allowing it to grow and flourish. And so for whatever reason, you know, the website hasn't been mentioned on Tony's show in the podcast area, and I personally haven't been on the show this calendar year. So no one has outright told me that I'm banned from the show, and folks on the show have said, oh yeah, of course we can mention the website, but for some reason it just doesn't happen. So I can only assume that there's some legal or business rationale that they have where they feel like it creates an issue to either encourage me personally or the website or, you know, whatever else, affiliated events and things that are going on with it. But my response to that when I've been asked about it on Facebook and elsewhere is that a rising tide raises all boats. So in my humble opinion, mentioning tkjingles.com or anything else affiliated with what we've been doing the last 4 years in no way takes away from the flagship. In fact, I think it actually helps them. So if folks like you listening to this podcast enjoy this music and you go to tkjingles.com, in my personal opinion, you are now more energized and excited about Tony's show and the content around that show and all those things. And you want to comment and, hey, maybe you'll go buy a shirt. Maybe you'll send some email to him. You know, the Facebook page is great where littles can talk about the show. The cesspool is great, is what it is. But TK Jingles is its own thing, and it really does need some level of awareness, even if it's not an outright endorsement, some level of, you know, a little bit closer than where it is right now. The ideas page and the collaborations that have come out of that, the friendships that have been built from that, have led to some of the best materials over the past 4 years. And while I generally tend to want to write my own stuff and perform it and all that, I've joined in on some of those, and it's been such a pleasant surprise, some of the wonderful and hilarious material that has been submitted by other littles, and just to be a part of that has been such a great experience. So I don't know what the future holds. We do have a wonderful event planned this summer, and as Robert Berg and I have talked about that, this may be it. I mean, this may be the last event. It's hard to maintain enthusiasm for this when it's not reciprocated. And I know that you listening, you know, probably enjoy all this stuff, but you know, if Michael or, you know, Tony or whoever else doesn't really want this to be part of the fabric of the show anymore, then, you know, they'll move on and they can go with the garage bands or whatever, if that's the shtick that's going to be, you know, the next lifeblood kind of connective tissue over the next few years, if that's what they're going to go with. As I said, it's unsolicited. They don't owe me anything. You know, there are other longtime contributors of the show who have either been asked to stop sending stuff or have just dropped out. And I kind of alluded to that last week with the longtime poet of the show, who I think basically is just no longer a part of it for whatever reason. And, you know, things change, and I understand that. So I didn't mean this to be negative. Hopefully I've been able to kind of pull the veil back a little bit without offending anybody or escalating this and making it any worse. I really continue to be inspired by Tony's show to write these stupid songs, and I thought we would segue now into a few of those for myself, Robert Berg and KJ, Robert Zolnicki and Joe Arrow, and then a great collaboration featuring Luke Overby as well, as some of the folks I've already mentioned. So here are six new songs from tkjingles.com, and I would just caveat one of these with the statement that the TK Jingles podcast is part of Chuck Bell Nation. So we're all for Chuck Bell. He is probably, with the exception of maybe Tony or Gary Allen, my favorite guest that we've ever had on this show. And he just had such zeal for what he does. And Chuck just generally seems like a great guy. So I begrudge Chuck nothing. I really hope he has a lot of success. Hopefully it's here in NBC4 and DC. And he's not kicked to the curb for Sheena Parveen. But I do hope the best for Chuck. So here are six new songs from all the folks I mentioned about various topics from the past few weeks while I've been busy organizing this summer's Jingle Fest. Others have been putting together some great material like this.
I'm gonna need $1 million to do my show. I'm not going in the red to go out on my own. I only need $1 million, just $1 million. Please give me $1 million. A measly $1 million. I'll dress like a turkey and I'll wear your logo. I'll reserve Solicitor's chair for your CEO. If you give me $1 million, just $1 million. You don't need that $1 million. I need that $1 million. Chip Sheeman was great, but with your help we'll do better. Sheena Parveen will do the weather. If you have $100 million, well, that's okay. Nigel will drop by with a wheelbarrow today.
I want to stomp on his testicles so he can feel the pain that I feel.
You better not call him late for dinner, or you'll end up like Marvis Frazier did. And if he ate a BLT with that ferocity, there'll be a mountain of mayo blazing both of his chins.
Hey!
Don't mess with the Michigan
man. Michigan man.
Don't mess with the Michigan man.
I want to eat his children.
Don't mess with the Michigan man.
You think I'm ludicrous? You're the one that's ludicrous.
Well, the Michigan man, he's got a bulging spare tire in his third trimester with a
I like eating French fries almost like a fornicating.
From those emerging moves. He loves big Newtons. He's a corpulent dude. There was a boxer at a rumble. He was lecturing. That cauliflower ear isn't something you eat. But the Michigan man had growling circulating, so he spit out his mouthpiece and he started the feed.
Take it like chicken.
Hit the road, Chuck. We wish you good luck doing weather up in Baltimore. Hit the road, Chuck. A cold front's moving in for sure.
On Channel 4.
Hit the road, Chuck. The weather won't suck no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Chuck. Your replacement is knocking at your door.
Oh, Chucky, I guess you have seen the new weather lady called Sheena Parveen. Yeah, she's hot enough to melt the snow, so I guess that means you got to go.
Hit the road, Chuck. We wish you good luck doing weather up in Baltimore. Hit the road, Chuck. I'll TK salute you out the door. From Channel 4.
Dr. Anthony I. Kornheiser, an ESPN talking head and professional vainglorious windbag, died of injuries sustained after being stabbed in the throat by former Maryland men's basketball coach Gary Williams after suggesting to Williams that they offer a seitan-based Reuben sandwich on the new menu of their Friendship Heights restaurant. Mr. Kornheiser became well known at the fake news sweatshop The Washington Post for his caustic sense of humor, impossibly thin skin, and for screaming all day long at his omniscient colleague Michael Wilbon. The last item led to 15 years of seven-figure contracts for a TV show that revolved around whether Tiger Woods would ever again play a competitive round of golf. At the time of Kornheiser's death, these two bloviators were still wailing on that long-decayed corpse of this horse. You know how people say, he was a great writer, but he was an even better person. Well, no one ever said that about Mr. Kornheiser. The ecstatic woman to whom he has survived in death cannot believe she can finally throw out Mr. Kornheiser's stupid collection of Ranger Rick magazines and other detritus that puddled in every corner and frosted every surface of his suffocating domicile. In what must be an almost supernatural coincidence, his dog Chessie took a shit in the neighbor's yard on a walk the day following his death. Presumably, he will be missed.
I texted him immediately, and I said that Mr. Tony mentioned him on the podcast, talking about the Miami-Boston College game. He responded, did he say that he flopped around on the ground like a fish out of water?
Tony's told his tale more times than I can remember. About November of 84. But he left out that after Flutie's Hail Mary, there's an ancillary bit of lore. He fell to the ground, flopped like a trout. Tony fell to the ground and flopped like a trout. We got the truth for the first time. Thank you kindly, Carl Schmidt. Now the story's even better. Now that I can picture it, Tony fell to the ground, flopped like a trout.
You're murdering my ears, but your mother gives me money for doing nothing. I used to sell Maria Sharapova melodium under the table. Soon I will leave this gig and be called American named Philip Jennings. I don't even really know how to play piano.
Oh my God. Every one of those songs, with the exception of some of the crap that I did, was based on a collaboration which only could have happened with the DKJingles.com website. So again, such a joy to hear all that. I hope we can keep this going for a long time. I've been really busy with the Jingle Fest preparations. That's kind of kept me away from this a little bit. I've also had a lot going on at home and at work, so it's been harder to find time for this. But I appreciate your feedback, ChineseFood@TKJingles.com or on the Facebook or the Twitter or whatever you might want to contact me. And just let me know what you think about this episode, this show, this content in general, any suggestions, things you want to do. If there's something you'd like to hear on Tony's show, send them some feedback as well. Let them know what you like about this and what you'd like to hear more of. Now I thought we'd play a couple of songs about Chads.
You can install TVs, put in bathrooms galore, put shelves at the front for TK's podcast store. Where you hawk all your stickers, hats and hoodies. You can change the whole joint, but it'll always be Chadwick's to me. You can switch up the menu to your own delight. No veggie options per the socialite. A waitress named Connie asks, what'll it be? I'll have 7 lamb speedies. It'll always be Chadwick's to me. Oh, come for trivia tonight. Get a DNA test and shout La Cheesery. Oh, have a Guinness and then hit the Jingles jukebox next to Sheena Parvey. You can fire a chef in the pod studio. When you finally pick a new name, we'll all go out to Friendship Heights down in Metro D.C. A shine box or hot bench, it will always be Chadwick's to me.
Where's the aging bistro that's a future podcast studio?
Chad's!
Damn right. Where is the bar owned by DC's aging D-list stars?
Chats!
Well, I guess so. Trivia on Monday night, Tuesday segment looking tight. Liz has got this. They say that Chad's was bought by a bald orange.
Shut your mouth!
But I'm talking about Chad's.
And we can dig it.
It's not a complicated menu, but Gary can't abide a vegan option.
Straight pie roast.
I think within the first few hours of hearing that Tony had purchased a restaurant named Chad's, I had the thought that Brad Weiss was going to reprise, however you pronounce that word, his version of Shaft to be about Chad. So I was thrilled to hear that and see that submitted on the website. Hilarious, Brad Weiss. Now here's a couple of things I was working on this past week. One is just an idea I had. It just seemed pretty stupid. I thought I would just throw it up there about Tony's success in life being all due to his baldness. And then there's a demo of something Luke Overby and I are working on. These are his original lyrics. I sent like a 99% skewered version of it back to him. We're kind of hammering that out to come up with the final version. But his original lyrics have a really solid narrative. So you can kind of hear this work in progress here to a rather classic Matchbox 20 tune. Enjoy.
Just the other night, on a Tuesday PTI, Mike and I were talking to an athlete to kill time. And as I interviewed him, my thoughts began to drift to the life that I had pictured when I was just a kid. I wasn't good at sports, and I really stunk at math. I was bald by my bar mitzvah, so my modeling career was scrapped. So I thought maybe I'll try writing, and then see where that leads. Maybe newspapers, or radio, or TV. And now I thank God that I lost my hair. I'm as bald as I wanna be, and I'm a millionaire. Would I trade it all to make out with Rieger? Well, let's not go there. I'm incredibly rich, 'cause I lost my hair. Liz says it's dark outside, and she hands me my cell phone. She's always annoyed by things like this. Well, she says it's not okay, and it may as well be my fault, 'cause he always calls when it's raining, and dealing with your dad is draining. She says, Michael, it's 4 a.m., it must be Tony. Then she says, Michael, I can't help but be scared how I think sometimes you'll turn into him, I believe it.
All right, we're just about at the end here. I have been really busy in my limited downtime trying to get ready for this summer's big TK Jingles live event. So if you have not RSVP'd, please, please, please do so. I'm visiting the tentative venue tomorrow. I hope to lock that down and make sure that it's going to work for us, that it has enough space and everything else. And then once that's there, stay tuned, tkjingles.com or the TK Jingles Facebook page. I'll put some info out there. I'll try to mention it on this broadcast next week once that's all locked down. And then we'll go from there. And we're going to have a great time this summer. I am disappointed Brad Weiss can't be there again, but pretty much everybody from last year will be back. So it's gonna be a real blast doing these songs. The bus tour is gonna be so pointlessly stupid. The team at Chad's, the management team, is horrified by the number of people that we'll be bringing there on that day. And so I'm working with them on logistics right now when we should arrive so that we actually have some guaranteed space. We're gonna be too big to even fit in one room. We have to be in different rooms. So it's gonna be a lot of fun. Now to end the show. There was a jingle that I heard recently by the Morrissey Brothers, and it sounded awfully familiar. So I wanted to play this jingle because I thought it was great, and then it just triggered a memory of real old-school jingling, and I feel like it might even have the same lyrics, but I haven't listened closely enough. So here are a few versions of the classic Everly Brothers tune, Kathy's Clown. So thank you for listening. Send me your feedback, ChineseFoodAtTKJingles.com. And hopefully I'll be back here next week doing more podcasting and stupid music.
Here it comes, Tony's mailbag. Got your emails, faxes, and notes. he's gonna read some for you folks. Here it comes, Tony's mailbag. Tony's mailbag. He got some
Okay, lad, the show's not over. I just wanted to say, for the record, I am so happy that songs like that are back, that it's just quick little short hit Tony's Mailbag songs. That is what got me into this, the meme aspect of it, of just doing the same three or four lines over and over to a different melody and trying to find a way to make that funny or interesting was so compelling to me. And now it's evolved into songs about news and whatever else, and that's also awesome. But I am really excited that folks are doing that again. So please, all of you folks jingling and that like this stuff, keep doing that. That vintage jingle is so cool. Glad it's making a comeback. All right, now I'm out for real.
Chevy Chase.
Do one more verse.
Can't do one more verse.
Can't do one more verse. I'm sorry.
The other... where can they hear the song?
I'm
they can't hear the song.
I'm not sure.
We have to discuss this at some point.